Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And how often do you find yourself going, Well, maybe you're doing something you don't realize that might be very helpful. As a matter of fact, we're going to examine that a lot more in this show. It's called The Humming Effect. There's actually a book called The Humming Effect, Sound Healing for Health and Happiness. And we're going to talk to at least one of the two authors, Jonathan Goldman and Andy Goldman, to understand this So, Jonathan, are you there?
Peter, I am here, and as well is Andy.
I, too, Peter, am here. Thank you.
Good.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's even earlier out there.
Yes,
so, yeah. So let's hum our way through the show.
Indeed. Effortly, brightly down the stream.
Right.
Sounds good.
So this is very exciting. I've been involved with sound for a long, long time. Know a lot of sound healers in New York, toners mostly. I don't know hummers so much as toners and overtoners. And on and on, and I've seen the Tibetan overtoning, and I read in the book that you were able to actually create those deep Tibetan toning sounds that are quite fascinating.
Indeed. Well, you know, Peter, I've been in this field for about 35 years, and a lot of people consider me one of the pioneers, and I certainly have helped initiate, you know, the aspect of toning and overtoning and all this other stuff. But my wife Andy and I really wanted to come up with a sound that everyone on the planet could use as a therapeutic and transformational tool. And we basically began to investigate the aspect of using humming as a modality, and we found out extraordinary things.
It's a big world in itself.
It is.
Yeah. And sound, you know, you're an expert in sound anyway. And to make it that accessible to our everyday life is wonderful.
Well, Peter, it's a big world for sure in the world of sound. But when you think about the hum, it is such a simple sound that everybody can make, and it is profoundly powerful.
I was just going to say, even more particularly the way you present it in the book to create different pitches and intentions. And, you know, and you, there's so much you cover in the book about not only how it works and how to make the most use of it, but also the history goes way back, and we'll talk about that a little later. But it's nice that you know the family that can hum together. what do they do? Build together.
I love that.
Well, Peter, what's interesting is my first book actually was on harmonics and overtone singing, et cetera, which you mentioned in the beginning, and that was over 30 years ago. And it's a wonderful book called Healing Sounds, but as I have been in this field, as Andy has, between us, we have been in the field of sound healing for over 50 years. That's cumulatively so. But nevertheless, the fact is that for a lot of people, they perceive of sound and music as being the same thing. And therefore, they go, well, I don't have a degree in music, or I'm not a singer, therefore I can't work with sound as a healing modality. And we simply wanted to be able to present a way that people could experience a phenomena called vibroacoustics, which is sound actually resonating us on a physical level, working on a cellular level, and a whole lot more. And we thought, well, what is the sound that everyone can make? And
we knew that that would be humming. Humming is
right.
a sound. But what was so interesting, Peter, is that once we, I mean, we've been humming for a long time, you know, and when we tone and so on. But when we decided to write this book together and began to delve into the research aspect of it, which we have a ton of scientific information and research in the book, we were amazed at how much scientific evidence we were able to uncover.
Well, one thing I like right away is when you talk about when you hum and you put your hand into freezing water, then you can handle that freezing water so much better. And actually, it is not only humming that you know that creates that tolerance for pain. Because I years ago I studied karate and we studied sound breathing.
Yeah, the ki.
And that too, the ki also. And there were so many ways that we learned to use sound in martial arts, and realized. You know, and since then, whenever I'm having physical pain from a cut or a difficult injection or something that is obviously painful, I immediately start doing sound breathing. But I can see that humming is just the same kind of thing.
What's interesting though, that you went because there is one study that we cite in the book. Where they found that when people ohmed or hummed, the ohm actually comes from the hum. And in one study, they found that people who ohmed or hummed had basically a deactivation of the limbic system, and that's the system that causes, for want of a better term, emotional response. And a lot of people have emotional response that's very stressful. So if you sedate the emotional response, people get released stress. But they found that with the sound, that did not occur. So not all sounds are created equal.
Wow. That's, you know, that's wonderful that you have done your research and know exactly the details of how our body works. And there's so much in the book, too, about all the different body systems that are affected by humming. And I found that what's interesting, because I'm not a singer. When I start to sing, my wife always tells me that I'm ruining everything for everyone. And you know, and yet years ago when I started to tone, I started to realize that we can discover our own frequencies that are for ourselves, that resonate within our own bodies, that really vibrate very strongly within ourselves, that nobody else has to be concerned about, because it doesn't have to do with musical perfection. It just has to do with a resonance in your body that you can feel throughout. And so the humming, I've been experimenting with that, well, of course, while reading your book. And it was amazing the different ways that I could feel different vibrations in myself.
What a beautiful story, Peter, because so many people, you know, are hesitant to work with sound because they feel like, oh, I can't sing, etc. And the real beauty of just humming or toning or working with your own frequencies, your own sounds, is that they're absolutely fine. And one of the things that I wanted to mention is that when we do hum, when we work with our own self-created sounds, there are so many physiological benefits that occur in our bodies, such as our blood pressure is lowered and our heart rate is lowered. There's more oxygen in our cells when we're humming, and we have an increased level of melatonin, which I think is quite fascinating, because I ran across a study not too long ago where they were beginning to work with melatonin for an antidepressant. And I thought, well, that's really interesting, because when we make our own sounds, when we are sounding, whether it's humming or whatever sound we're making, we feel better. And so humming, you know, emits different hormones, oxytocin, and Jonathan's favorite. Jonathan, which your favorite?
My favorite is that the humming releases nitric oxide. And this is not nitrous oxide, which is happens in a dentist's office and is fabulous, but nitric oxide, which is a vascular dilator, which means it basically opens up our blood system and lets the blood flow more freely through the body, which is extremely important. And incidentally, if you, for example, have a stuffed nose, just try humming. And in fact, just as a little thing, because everybody's been humming, you know, little kids hum, old people hum. We talk about conscious humming, but just as an experience, if you want to try something, close your mouth, because you really have to close your mouth in order to hum with your lips closed, and then begin to hum and then pinch your nose. Here, I'm going to do it. And just stop. You can't hum with you basically have your nose pinched.
But humming can be almost like a sonic dristan.
Yes, indeed.
Right, that's cool. And I want to come back to the melatonin. I'm wondering if there's any research on humming and sleep.
Oh, there is a whole lot. And in fact, Andy is a psychotherapist, and she basically got into talking about its use as potential depression. But, oh, yeah, there are all these what they call peer review, which means that they've appeared in major juried scientific or medical studies. And there's peer review of using humming to help people sleep. So yes, indeed, it enhances melatonin, and just 5 minutes of conscious humming really seems to assist people being able to sleep. Now, you probably go, what do you mean by conscious humming?
Well, what I'm thinking of is conscious intention, and also directing the pitch, and also directing the location of the hum where it should vibrate in the body, because I found that you can really hum and make your brain vibrate.
Oh, Lord, I love it. That's beautiful. And the only thing I would add to that whole thing is that usually I suggest to people that they close their eyes and they take some nice, slow, deep breaths as they're humming, because I think that's part of the whole thing. It's part, if you like, of a breath process and more. So you take a nice, slow, deep breath and then with your eyes closed, and you're really able to then helpfully direct and feel the resonance. For some reason, closing your eyes seems to be really effective. So, you know, once again, I mean, not necessary, but it empowers the hum, if you like.
Well,
but
let's,
Peter,
just quickly.
I like what you said about being able to direct that hum to different parts of your body, because in our book we have a chapter on intention, and intention is very important. In fact, I think it was back in the 80s, and Jonathan came up with a formula: frequency plus intent equals healing. And of course, frequency meaning the sounds, the vibrations, plus that intention. So if you're going to, begin to hum and say, I've got this headache, I am going to direct my hum into that part of my head that hurts, that is the intention. And that can, in fact, be very healing and very effective. So, I wanted to definitely get a little plug in for intention.
Yeah, that's great. Now, what I'd like to do is, if you can help the audience do a little exercise, not just closing their mouth and going, but what can they do? We'll do this for like 10 or 15 seconds of a hum that they can experiment with. What would you suggest that they do during that short little time that we're going to offer this exercise.
Okay, the one thing, Peter, as you may or may not know, I am also a Grammy-nominated musician, and with all my music and with all our teachings, we basically say, do not drive vehicles or operate heavy machinery.
Okay.
So for anybody doing anything, if you're in a car, keep your eyes on the road and your hands upon the wheel. So do not close your eyes or whatnot. But basically, the idea would be to simply take a nice, slow, deep breath, what we call diaphragmatic breathing. And we have a chapter on breath. It's that important. And then close your eyes and just make a... sound. As you do that, become aware of where the sound is vibrating. That's the first thing that we do. The first level is just begin to check yourself out and then make a sound and see what the sound is doing to you. And then the second thing we do, the second exercise, if you like, is to then have an intention, as you were talking about, and see if you can encode the intention, the consciousness, the thought, the idea, the belief onto the sound. And, you know, do you want the sound to resonate in your head? Do you want the sound to resonate in your chest? Where would you like to sound? And oftentimes, making the sound while you're projecting the intention really helps the sound to, if you like, encode and change its vibratory pattern. It's quite amazing. And finally, of course, you can do this while changing the pitch of the sound. So instead of going, you might go, and see if you can find that part of your body that you want to project the sound, because you sort of, what I do is I visualize the sound going into whatever part of my body would like to have the sound, and then just visualize the sound literally creating an internal massage, causing all these incredible releases of endorphins and hormones and neurochemicals and chemicals in the body, creating healing.
Well, let's just say that practice makes perfect. So this is something that you've evolved into where after a while you can direct the vibrations and actually feel them in distant parts of your body that other people might say, I don't know how you feel that, but eventually you become sensitized to it.
Absolutely, and it is practice makes perfect, and that's why with humming, which is such a very simple activity, you know, when you start working with that and, you know, just even having the thought, you know, I've got a little bit of a tummy ache here, I'm going to hum and just imagine, visualize that hum just kind of filling up that, you know, abdomen. It's just having the thought of guiding the hum to a part of the body that can be really helpful.
And Peter, as you probably experienced, and your listeners might be amazed to find out how simple and easy it is to be able to do this. As we say, the simplest sound may be the most profound. It's interesting. Our book, The Humming Effect, we went through a whole lot of different titles to come up with this. We were going to call it The Humming Hypothesis because that's the last title of the last chapter in the book, but 95% of the book is not a hypothesis. It literally is factual, and the hypothesis is the fact that it is probably going to be proven that you can literally create new, if you like, what they call neurogenesis or new connections in the brain using self-created sound, which is an amazing phenomena. What if you could use self-created sound like humming for someone who's had a stroke or some sort of neurological imbalance?
Well, what's interesting is that resonances are the future of our planet and especially the health of our population. And the reason I'm saying that is that a good friend of mine is a scientist, who actually has developed resonant chemistry. In other words, information, resonance in, because everything is, sound is information. And we can get into that too. And so what it's about is that he has developed different resonances to heal different diseases. It's kind of like homeopathy, but in a much more powerful way. And he's now working with a leading pharmaceutical company to bring these resonances into the marketplace to heal many diseases. And then it's been scientifically proven. So it's not a hypothesis anymore. It's really something that we're going to see happening on this planet, because the normal information in drugs isn't the correct information. And so using these much more advanced understandings of frequency, of resonance, of the different harmonies that are needed for our healing are going to change the planet. And, it's great to assist that and do it even right now with our sense of purpose, using our humming to start resonating and healing parts of our body, working with the hypothesis that you talk about in your book.
Yeah, Peter, I totally agree. There was about 100 years ago or more, there was a really well-known psychic by the name of Edgar Cayce, who said that the future of medicine would be sound. And we are in the future of that. And indeed, what you talked about, we actually discussed in the book the different ways that sound can be used as a healing modality. And it's just brilliant to have experienced this. And once again, and the reason we work with humming is that it seems to, and once again, we don't only work with humming. We work with everything from tuning forks to mantras to Tibetan bowls to all sorts of different devices and machinery. But humming does not require electricity. It doesn't require batteries. The owner's manual is relatively easy to use, and it's free. And it, from our perspective, may well be the most powerful vibroacoustic experience that one can have, because you're creating the sound from in going without, as opposed to it basically coming without. So it's quite an extraordinary thing, the humming effect.
Right, and what's happening, and you talk about finding those pitches in yourself, and I mentioned it earlier, where you actually feel the deepest resonance in your body, and at particular pitches, and not at others. And we're all different.
Exactly. Like to say that we are all unique vibratory beings. And so for each of us, the experience is going to be unique to us, to ourselves. And the thing that I like about humming, because it is so simple and yet so profound, it's very empowering, because as Jonathan was just saying, you don't need to have, any batteries or, any kind of tools. You have it right within you, within your own mind and spirit. So that can be very empowering. And also, humming is very self-soothing, too. So, if you feel particularly stressed or out of balance, you just begin to hum, and you can bring yourself, by yourself, back into balance.
And talk about balance and energy. Historically, this has been a tool for thousands of years, and it's used in yoga. And so many. What is it called?
Brahmari pranayama, which basically we were floored to find out. I have a friend who's a Hindu Swami, and I said, I'm investigating writing a book on humming, and he emailed me two words, Brahmari Pranayama, which turned out to be, Brahmari is the Sanskrit word for the humming bee, and pranayama is a Sanskrit word for, like, if you like, energy breathing, and it simply is you humming, and sometimes they will block their ears as part of the meditation, but it's considered a very, very profoundly deep yogic, sonic yogic activity.
Right, and it's historical. It goes way back in the very old literature.
You know, what they call the Yoga Sutras, they say, you know, the original sound of creation was called pranava, which means the humming of prana. And then they gave this a name. They called it om. So the om literally came from the original creational hum sound. Kind of interesting.
Right. It's a way of interpreting it. So when we're humming, we're, in many ways, we're oming, we're creating. So what we're doing is we're using sound to move energy to create healing for our body and balance and
exactly.
Energy.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
It's just so really important, because when we wanted to introduce to people the power of using their own self-created sound for health and transformation, and through humming, you can do that. And in our book, The Humming Effect, we've got all sorts of information, you know, that goes from indeed the physiological benefits to the psychological benefits to the yogic and spiritual benefits to even more so to all sorts of devices, like using it for a post-traumatic stress disorder.
Well, and it's a beautiful way for people to be introduced to the power of sound. It's a just a very, what we hope will be a very, very beautiful, elegant way for people to begin working with sound just by humming. How easy can that be? Pretty easy.
Well, I think it's a good idea then to for people to jot down that they should make humming a part of their lives each day. And, you know, luckily you guys have each other to say, oh, have you hummed today?
Yeah. Right.
It'd be nice if we had somebody in our lives who is just as interested in humming. And I think we can all do that in our friendships and relationships to remind each other to use a simple tool and remind ourselves, of course, have notes on our desk and computer screen or whatever, start humming. So
just even do a 5-minute practice in the morning. I started doing that, and Peter, it really makes such a difference. Just allow a couple of minutes afterwards, because you may find that you're really spaced out after you've hummed for simply 5 minutes and that you feel great. It's really an incredibly beneficial practice that everyone can do.
We like to call it conscious humming.
Right. I imagine the idea also isn't to worry about how long you can hum with one breath, and, you know, just
not at all, not at all.
Natural. Right. Good. So we're getting near the end of the show, and I want to remind people that we're talking about The Humming Effect, the book, The Humming Effect, and there's so much in it that's really helpful. And so Jonathan and Andy Goldman, I really am so glad that you were able to be guests on Energy Stew. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Peter.
Oh, by the way, is there a website?
Yes, that is healingsounds.com, and sounds
healing,
is plural.
Healingsounds.com. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Peter.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.fm. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org or 212-222-7748. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.